We've been doing this all summer, and each one of us has been presenting the year of. Norm did 1944. I did 1971. Sean was 1982.
Yep.
Because you're presenting the year you were born. So now let's throw it to the ticker room to DJ Ringenberg.
Thank you, Donnie.
So he can present the year of DJ, which is
1990.
I have very much been looking forward to this
one. Oh, no.
Me too, but you have 3 minutes.
Yeah. We'll try to zoom this through this as fast as possible. We'll have some music running in the background. Some of the top music from 1990, including one of the top hits, Tommy Page, I'll Be Your Everything. I had never heard this song before.
What is that face you're making, Donald?
I don't remember this song at all. That I've waited for a
girl. This is a man singing, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
You familiar?
No. Yeah, I don't remember this. I was alive, but I don't remember this. When I think early 90s, I think Madonna or MC Hammer.
Those were on the list. Apparently, though, this was the top song.
Of 1990.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've never heard it.
Well, we'll keep it going in the background.
Thank you.
As Blake said.
Kind of turn down the lights a bit.
You got to zoom
slow
through
dance
it,
a bit.
Could be.
Go ahead.
Unzip.
I wanted to take a look back at the 1990 Dallas Cowboys because the 90 season actually did have a little bit of historical significance. And maybe the best thing you can say about 1990 was it was the first season after the complete nosedive that the late 80s Cowboys were. So you had 1-15 in 1989. You had 3-13 in 1988. But the 1990 Cowboys, 7-9.
That's right.
That's right.
And was it Ike Holt playing safety at that point? I remember him making some plays. And this was very early Jimmy where people were like, hey, maybe Jimmy hasn't pointed in the right direction after all.
Second year of Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson running things.
The glory days.
It was brewing.
The Cowboys did miss the playoffs for a fifth consecutive season that year, but of course, they went on to a lot of greatness shortly after that, 11-5 in 91, 13-3 in 1992, including that Super Bowl victory. And we're moving on to a new song. This is Jane Child, Don't Want to Fall in Love.
Why don't I remember any of these songs? I was 19.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Where are the hits?
Were you pulling double shifts here and weren't listening to music?
I was in school, sir.
School?
Well, let's not make fun of Donnie's accent too much. It was
very funny. Were you a big
funny.
Dog in school?
Where's CNC Music Factory? Where's?
Oh, please keep it wherever it is.
Where's Poison and NXS?
Two more notes from the Cowboys from 1990. The draft pick in the first round of the 90s Cowboys, Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt's way.
Pretty good. Might make up for, you've also got Alexander Wright, Jimmy Jones, Kenny Gantt, and Dave Harper.
What was wrong with Kenny Gantt?
Nothing.
Nothing. He was the shark.
Nothing. Also, another note from the 1990 Cowboys, October 28th, Cowboys-Eagles at Texas Stadium. Does anybody remember the significance of this game?
Bounty Bowl?
I do remember this song. Sorry, keep going.
This is after the Bounty Bowl.
Okay. 1990 Eagles-Cowboys?
At Texas Stadium.
90.
No, I don't.
Buddy Ryan involved here?
Yes.
Okay.
This was the pork chop game, as it's known in history. I did not know that. Did anybody else know that there was something in Cowboys history called the pork chop game?
Tell.
The week before game day in Dallas, Eagles head coach Buddy Ryan and Ted Plum, his offensive coordinator, were out for dinner. Coach Ryan was dining on pork chops and started to choke at dinner. And Coach, his offensive coordinator, performed the Heimlich maneuver and actually saved his life. So shortly after this, Tex Schramm dubbed the pending game the Pork Chop Bowl. And when the game began, Cowboys fans, according to this, toss pork chops and similar simulated meat products from the stands towards the Eagles. Or pork meat, yeah. Everybody's favorite grilling meat.
At Game Day Stadium.
The final score, 21-20, Eagles.
Oh, no. We lost the pork chop bowl?
Had never heard of this before.
My goodness, I haven't either. That's the first time.
Bounty Bowl gets all the headlines.
But I kind of like Pork Chop
Bowl. Forgotten.
Who knew? Let's switch over to the R&B charts.
My gosh.
Spread My Wings by Troop.
Let me tell you, I performed this video in my dorm room countless numbers of times.
Got the hairbrush.
Oh, my gosh. I love this song.
So we've got Donnie back in now. Okay.
Perform. What do you mean?
Oh, he's dancing.
The video.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to give you the pleasure, sir, to see me
still
just
remember how
rock
it
out.
It's keeping you from a late morning treat.
Couple of sports history notes from the month of April in 1990. April 1st, WrestleMania. You had the Ultimate Warrior beating Hulk Hogan for the WWF Heavyweight and Intercontinental title.
I can't believe he beat Hulk.
Absolutely.
Hell's
major
yeah.
Upset.
I know. Who saw that coming?
It was back and forth the entire time.
I'm sure Ultimate Warrior hit Hogan and he shook his head because it didn't have any effect on him. I don't care how hard you hit me.
And that was like one of the first times we had like two babyface like favorites going at it for the title.
April 1st.
Is Donovan doing it?
Huh. I was a little distracted. He just started dancing. April 1st, 1990, the 9th NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. Stanford beats anybody?
Iowa.
Auburn, 88-81.
Iowa had a good squad.
Cardinal point guard, most outstanding player of the tournament. Anybody?
Cheryl Swoops.
Bork.
Not Bork, not Cheryl Swoops. Jennifer Ozzie.
Love Ozzie. Hewitt.
Yeah.
April 26th, Nolan Ryan ties Bob Feller's record of pitching 12 one-hitters.
Heck yeah.
Also got a music history note here. This list was a little bit questionable. April 12th, James Brown moves to a work release center after serving 15 months of a six-year prison sentence for weapon and drug-related convictions. So they had that under music trivia from this time.
Now it's a couple skills.
Another one Donovan knows.
Thought Donnie might like this one.
That's the game changer when we had the segment with Joe Trahan. When I first heard this, this is a game changer. Babyface, Whippoorwill. I can tell you exactly where I was when I first heard it. But this is the year of DJ. It's not the year of Donovan.
Where were
go
you?
Ahead.
Yeah, what was her name?
No, keep going, DJ.
Somebody told me.
I just kind of want to let this go.
Yeah, Donnie's like, yeah, it's your segment, but I'm going to sing.
But once I hear a song I like, I'll just take over it completely.
I'm in the background.
One last thing here. Video games released in 1990.
Video games.
You had John Madden Football released on Sega Genesis.
I got Madden this weekend.
Okay.
How do you have that?
Super Mario World was released in 1990.
So we're talking
Super Mario World. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's the big
I don't
one.
Know the difference.
That's Super Nintendo, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's the third one. World was the third.
Don't point
one.
At me when you do that.
We've also got Dr. Mario released this year.
How many?
Fun.
How many did they have?
Dr. Mario's fun.
Final Fantasy 3, Mega Man 3, Metal Gear 2, and F-Zero.
Madman 4.
The greatness of F-Zero.
Madman 4 was not made into a video game.
One problem. I didn't know.
Math, dude.
Also, a couple notable April 13th birthdays. Thomas Jefferson, Ron Perlman, Glenn Howerton.
Ron Perlman.
Dennis from Always Sunny. It was a thin list. Thin list. Hunter Pence, Ranger great.
Okay.
All-star.
Born
Hunter.
April 13th.
Hunter.
And Al Green. April 13th. Dead on April 13th, Mark Fidrich. Sean.
Bird.
Mark.
And Art Bell. tying it all together.
I just got chills.
I did too. And we're out of time. So that's about it.
Let's let Donnie take us to break.
Has the kind of whip appeal on me? Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, baby.
It's all right with me. All right with me.